Remove all fear and doubt. Let your love fill this house. Let your joy fill this house. Let your joy fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill these temples. Remove all fear and doubt, so your love can fill this house. Let your power fill this house. Let your power fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill this temple. Remove all fear and doubt so your power can fill this house. Let your love fill this house. Let your love fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill this temple. Remove all fear and doubt so your love can fill this house. Come in the house. Come in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in the house. Come in the house. Come in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in the house. Let your glory fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill this temple. Remove all fear and doubt so your glory can fill this house. Let your presence fill this house. Let your presence fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill this temple. Remove all fear and doubt so your presence can fill this house. Let your power fill this house. Let your power fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill this temple. Remove all fear and doubt so your love can fill this house. Come in this house. Come in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in this house. Let your love fill this house. Love fill this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Love fill this house. Let your power fill this house. Your power fill this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Let your power fill this house. Let your presence fill this house. Let your presence fill this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Let your presence fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Let your glory fill this house. Let your healing fill this house. Let your healing fill this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Let your healing fill this house. Let your joy fill this house. Let your joy fill this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in the house. Come in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in the house. Come in the house. Come in this house. Come in this house. Come in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we welcome you here in this house, the TMC house, Father. We welcome your anointing. We welcome your power. We welcome your love, we welcome your joy, and we welcome your glory to fill this place. So, Father, come here in this house, because Jesus, you are welcome. Come in this house. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call this morning. Greeter, are you there?
I am here. This is the Master's Call, and my name is Bonita, and I'm out of New Jersey. If you would like to please share your name and where you're calling from, this is your opportunity. I founded this call almost 10 years ago. We're working in our ninth year. We'll be approaching our 10th year very soon. So we welcome you to the Master's Call. Again, my name is Bonita, and I am here in New Jersey. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day that you knew would come for us, but we did not know. We humbly come to you, Father, and realize that it's through you that all things are possible, that there'll be nothing before us, Father, that if when we come to you with it, It doesn't mean you're going to take it away, but we'll know how to deal with it, Father God. We're going to ask you to cover the speaker and let the voice that comes out of their mouth be your words, the things that you want us to know, Father. We're going to ask that this call go uninterrupted, that no challenges, no distractions, that we're focused on what is going on. We're thankful, Father. We're thankful. And these things, our brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to turn the call over to the host. Thank you for allowing me to greet you this morning. I'm Bonita, and you have a blessed day. Is there a host? Are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Minister Bonita. Thank you so much for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Now, I reside, Minister Wanda Walker resides in Chicago. I would like to share with you how this call got started. In October 2010, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Now, we do have a mission statement, and our mission statement is, on the scripture, we stand on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning thy prayer comes before you. We also love to enhance, enrich, and empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a website for our calls. You will see all our messages from when we first got started. You can comment or even make a prayer request. You will respond to our prayer general. Now, the website is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. Excuse me. We do have a theme for the year, which is In 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence, greater works are being released and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter such as Minister Benita, did a host such as yours truly, or you may even want to share a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. Now, this is a phenomenal company, and it was Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artist Life, and we have great products to help the world become healthier again. We also have a call after this call, which is the New Morning Motivational Call. Is held Monday through Friday. A team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617#. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. We do have a bypass number. If you're being charged, it's free, and that number is 716-293-6000. 1-800-273-9707. Now, today is Testimonial Thursday. Our host is Manager Claudette Brown. Also, we are having our Artist Life Kickoff 2020. Woohoo! It's January the 25th, which is this Friday, and the service, you do not want to miss it, Sunday. You will be nothing but blessed. It's going to be in Houston, Marriott South at the Hobby Airport. Now, you may register at www.artistlife.com. Again, .com/kickoff2020. Now, I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to introduce our speaker. I'm just going to read a little of her bio, and you may go to the iCards. You may finish reading it later. Okay, number one about Minister Willa. I know she loved the Lord, and she loved God's people. She loved God's people. She is a blessed woman of God. Now, I thank God for her because she's just a blessing. She's married. She's been married for 42 years. She has 3 children. She used to live in Forest Park, Illinois, Oak Park, Illinois. Now she's relocated to Tampa, Florida. She's a certified health coach, and she also was an elementary teacher and a wellness educator. Now I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to introduce to some and present to others none other than the very special, loved Minister Willa. I love her so much. God bless you, Minister Willa. Are you there?
Good morning, my sister Wanda. You know I love you to the bone, Tanshaw. And thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And, you know, I have to give credit for all my years. I have been married for 46 years to the one and only Mr. Gerald Peterson. Glory be to God.
So hallelujah.
When I told him how many days it was, he said, man, you make it sound like a prison sentence. But anyway, it's been a lot of days. And Dr. Minister Tiffany, thank you so much for bringing us into the place of worship, letting us know that we are welcome, hallelujah, into the Lord's house, and what a privilege that is. And Minister Benita, my sister, thank you for greeting our family as we took our seats in the telecommunications sanctuary, which you gave us that name for the master's call. And so we thank you and so love and appreciate you for that. And Dr. Vanessa, who we affectionately called our Mother Eagle, I say thank you, thank you, thank you for all you've done over these past 9 years, for you have kept, along with Dr. P.K. Roberts, this TMC ship afloat. You put God first in steering this call through the choppy waters and uncertain waters. However, your ability to allow him to be the captain of this ship has enabled us to stay afloat and to prosper. And we do thank God and thank you. And our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts, whom we affectionately call Dr. Super Fantastic, who is the co-captain of this ship, thank you for all you do for the Master's Call, because it's because of the two of you that we are here today to share a word, to enrich, enhance, and empower one another. So thank you so much. So love and appreciate you. And to both of you, I do thank you for the confidence that you have shown in me to give me the ability to share a word, the opportunity to share a word with the people of God, our family, this morning. And to you, my lovely TMC family, as I always say, you know, from my heart to yours, I do love me some you. So I thank you for joining us at this buffet table this morning for a word that I do pray will enrich, enhance, and empower you as you go out about your day today. Now, Father, all of you and none of me, as I bring a short word to your sons and daughters this morning, Father, I just pray that the anointing falls upon me as I give what thus says the Lord. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my family, as I mentioned in my introduction, I referred to Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as the co-pilots of this master's call, and God as the captain of the ship. And so I began to think about the word ship shape. But before I go there, there was a song that came to me that goes along with this message, with this introduction. And it is called My Soul is Anchored in the Lord. And I'm going to have Minister Tiffany to come and bring a little bit of that song to you. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Willard. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much.
Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, still the hope that lies within is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the wind and rain keeps on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. My soul has been anchored in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Thank you. Hallelujah. That we do have to have our souls anchored in the Lord. And how do we get our souls anchored in the Lord? Well, that brings me to the title of my message, Get in Ship Shape, the Incredible Power of Prayer. As I said earlier, ship shape, you know, it's a term you don't hear very often these days. And so I had to go and I had to look up, what does ship shape mean? Ship shape is a term that means, this origin is found in it's a nautical origin, and it's based on the obligation of a sailor to keep his or her quarters arranged neatly and securely against inevitable turbulence at sea. So the definition ship shape is extremely neat and tidy. Wow. As we listen to Minister Tiffany sing that song, no matter about the storms that are in our lives, our souls are anchored in the Lord. How are they anchored in the Lord? Because we go to him in prayer. How do we keep ship shape? We keep ship shape by leaning on his word. Glory be to God. So the sailor had to make sure that his face was extremely neat and orderly in the event that there would be turbulence, commotion, agitation at rest at sea. This realization led me to reflect on how we are faced with turbulent situations and how it takes prayer to get us through those times. We have to be ship-shaped because there will be storms in our lives. There will be something going on, but the Word of God tells us that no weapon formed against us will prosper, which means it is going to form, but it will not prosper. So we have to be ship-shaped. We have to experience the incredible power of prayer. Now, have you ever taken time to really think about how much power there is in your prayers? You know, I've heard people say, well, if God knows the beginning of and the end of the situation, then why should I pray? He already knows what he's going to do. My family, prayer is a time for us to talk to God and to listen as he talks back to us. It doesn't matter what time of day we talk to him. We just need to make sure that we reserve some times in our day to talk to him. You see, if Jesus prayed, and you know if Jesus had to pray, we have to pray too. Matthew 14:23 tells us, as after he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. And Mark 1, verse 35 tells us, in the morning early, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. You see, in both instances, he went away to pray. Do you have that place in your home, in your office, where you go to pray, where we can block out all the interferences that might want to hinder our prayer life? We have to be ship-shaped. Because we never know when the storms of life are going to hit us. And we don't want, you know, it's like when you go to the gym. And if you haven't been to the gym in a long time, like I hadn't been for a little bit, and I went the other day and tried to do some weightlifting, and I'm like, ooh, I can't even lift that because my body wasn't in shape. That's the way it is with prayer. When we need to be always engaged with God in prayer. Because let something happen and we don't have that prayer life with him, we will be carried away by the storm. So we want to be ship-shaped. So in just this short time, I want to focus on three areas of why it is necessary to pray. Why is it necessary to be in ship-shape? And I know I'm not going to get to all of it this morning, but I'm going to talk about the first area. And I took this from the 21 Days of Prayer. And the first area is, prayer changes things. Now, Jeremiah 33, verses 1 through 3 says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time, while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Verse 3, call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And I know that is Minister Brenda's favorite scripture for his glory be to God. You see, the promises of future restoration must have seemed especially hard for Jeremiah to believe while he was imprisoned in the midst of the Babylonian crisis. And so the Lord encouraged him to pray with the promise that he would do great and mighty things which he did not know. The promises of God are certain. But he still calls us, his people, to actualize those promises through prayer. We have to be ship-shaped in our prayers. God wants to be involved in our lives, but we have to have that relationship with him. We are called to pray. We are called to pray. We have to realize the incredible power of prayer. So as we consider God's divine invitation to Jeremiah and to us to pray, God himself discloses one of the main reasons why we should pray. As I said, the first one I'm going to talk about is that prayer changes things. I'm sure you can look back on your life and how some things were going the way you didn't want them to go. And you may have been feeling some kind of way about something. And you prayed and God changed it through prayer. God promises to answer us, but not with a yes for everything we request of him. Rather, he promises to reveal things which we otherwise would not know. How does this change things? Well, it changes things with direct impartation from him. Number one, our perspective and our perception changes. We see things and God and him differently than we have seen them before. What we thought was a problem, we now see as an opportunity for God to show himself strong and actively fulfilling his plan in our lives. Which brings me to an example that I shared with my dear prayer partner, my accountability partner, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Now, many of you know I have a son who is in the Air Force, and he's an Air Force pilot. And it had been his dream to be a pilot since he was 4 years old, so God blessed him with the ability to fly. However, about 4 years ago, because of a condition he had that could pose a health problem if he continued to fly, it had to do with his vertebrae, and I won't go into details, the Air Force told him he could not fly unless he had surgery. So Javen, that's my son's name, went on and had the surgery, and he healed after the surgery, but then he was not granted permission to fly. So Javen appealed that decision, although he only had about 4 more years before he was going to retire. Our family, friends, my TMC family, most of you remember this. We prayed earnestly that the decision would be overturned, that they would allow Javen to fly. So it took 2 years for them to come to that decision again. But during that two-year period, while Javen had to work a desk job, and while he was waiting on the Air Force's response, he decided to get a master's degree in public health and administration. It was also during that time that the Holy Spirit put on his heart to start a nonprofit called Shepherd's Gate. Well, Javen received his master's degree and completed all the necessary work needed to run Shepherd's Gate, with staffing it and keeping it running. And then shortly thereafter, the Air Force approved his ability to fly. Javen will retire from the Air Force in April of this year and will have the opportunity to run Shepherd's Gate full time. We see God's hand in what to be a very disappointing situation that really turned out to be something greater than Javen had ever imagined. His perception changed. My God, the incredible power of prayer, how does prayer change things? Number two, it changes our priorities. Our priorities shift. We become more focused on pleasing God, and we begin to desire him over all the other earthly pursuits. This shift cannot be attained on our own, my family. It takes prayer. It takes being in his word. It takes meditating on him. As we have done during this fast, to have some things shift, the priorities shift, this fast has enabled us to get in ship shape and experience the incredible power of prayer. You know, I have found myself during this fast, and I told Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, this has been one of the best fasts, one of the most blessed fasts that I have been on. And I have found myself just, oh, my God, just so excited and just adoring the time that I have spent with God during this fast. How does prayer change things? Why do we need to be ship-shaped? Number three, our plans evolve. We have a greater understanding of which direction to take. And why? Because we are better equipped to align our plans with his will. Number four, our desire to take part in certain activities that are in the gray area will change. You know that thing where we say, am I really okay with God seeing me do this? Is that thing so embarrassing? Would I want God to be here, right here with me? I mean, would I be embarrassed for him to see me do something? You see, our desires change through the power of prayer, through seeking God. Those old habits that we used to have, we don't want anymore. And I sit here as a living witness to tell you that I know that by being in prayer and listening to God, because that is so important, and having the Holy Spirit down in your heart will change the types of activities that with which we are engaged. And my family, I am not going to be able to go any further than this right now. So I'm going to finish this in another message. And I pray that you got something out of this, and host back to you. Host, are you there?
Thank you so much, Minister Woola.
What a profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray over the prayer request. Lord, I just thank you. I bless you. I adore you. I extol you. You are so good and so worthy to be praised. Thank you so much for our speaker, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for yes, we need to be in ship shape, Lord God, because no, we don't know when the storm is coming, but we must be ready. I want you to pour back into her everything that she has given unto us. Bless her and her family continuously in a special way. Lord, look on Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa because of this call. They said, yes, Lord. I want you to bestow a special blessing upon them as well. You know what their heart's desire is. Grant it to them in Jesus' name. Look on Artist's life, Father God. Oh, because of the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, that was enabling us to come together. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We praise you. We want you to continue to give them the vision that they may run with it in Jesus' name. And Lord God, look on Dr. PK. Continue to touch her body. And Sharon and Keisha, Lord God, John Peters and Bart, Father God, look on them, for you was wounded for their transgression, and by your stripes they healed. Look on the TMC family. Bless them in a special way. Look on D. Lee family. In Jesus' name, Father, and we won't fail to praise you. Now, I know you want to hear this playback. It's a powerful message, and you can hear it again on 712-432-1085, pin 95-767-7#. And the Artist Life kickoff 2020, January 25th. The service is going to be the 26th. You don't want to miss it at the Marriott, Houston Marriott South at the Hobby. You can come in at, on Hobby Airport. Now, there are it's going to be a call after this. Excuse me. The new motivational call, number 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for welcoming us and greeting us and opening with the opening call. Thank you also, Minister Benita. Now, once again, thank you, Minister Willa, for that powerful message. Please come back and give us the benediction.
Thank you so much, Minister Wanda. And with the last minute that I have, I want to just share with you the another reason why prayer changes things, because we get direct impartation from God, and it makes all the difference in someone else's life. And I just want to share with you about my dear BGFS mother, Minister Candy. What comes to my mind is her mother, who was a very godly woman. And if you think Pastor Candy is on fire for the Lord, then you should have seen her mother, Mother Spates. Well, you see, Mother Spates had a primary care physician who was an atheist. And as a result of seeing this physician on a regular basis and developing a relationship with him, this physician who was once an atheist got saved as a result of Mother Spates' presence. She made the difference in his life. So we never know, and she was unapologetic about her faith in God. So we never know what difference we can make in someone's life by just being in their presence. So, Lord, we come to you this morning, and we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the power in prayer, and we thank you that you have gotten us ship shape to wield, oh God, the storms in life that might want to come and to defeat that old smooth-footed devil. And, Lord, after we pray, we shower down praise. Because we know in your word, we know that you told us to praise you no matter what, and we give you praise. Now we thank you for each and every person. Bless them indeed today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I said before, and I mean it from the very depths of my heart, you have just got to know that I do love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day, and we look forward to hearing you on the call in the morning. Goodbye.